Well, greetings once again to everybody out there at TFMR. Hey, it is Thursday, June 14th, and we have for you today a special update and a special podcast. Yeah, you may recall, I think it was almost exactly 90 days ago, that we first brought to your attention the idea behind Kinesis, which we hope to be not only a monetary revolution, but something that could really put pressure on the bullion banks and hopefully over time really puts some strain on their fractional reserve system. Well, Kinesis is getting closer to becoming a reality, and so I thought today would be a great day for an update. So I've got Tom Coughlin again, who is the CEO not only of the Allocated Bullion Exchange, but of Kinesis. And then we've also got an advisor to Kinesis, who happens to be a good friend as well, Andrew McGuire. And I want to start with Andy, but welcome to both of you guys.
Thanks for having us back, Craig. Good to
be
back.
Yeah, great to be with you.
All right, Andy, before we get going, my friend, for everybody listening, let's talk a little bit about the current market. And I always use that. It's like I'm using the finger quotation marks when I say that, because it just seems to be such a scam these days. There's so little physical gold behind all of these derivatives, these forwards, the futures, the unallocated accounts, and all that kind of stuff. We're endeavoring with Kinesis to take more gold away from them, but yet it seems as if the banks, Andy, it just doesn't matter. Nobody ever asked for physical gold from them, and so therefore they just keep leveraging the system more and more. Do you see an end? I'm not like next week, but do you see a breaking point?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what we're going to talk about in a minute is really going to trigger that exactly what we're talking about. I think you're talking about the element, and then of course all about that and the associated counterparty risk. And I think people are more starting to question that. And did you see that article that went viral last week on the Swiss bank that moved, and it was the Swiss bank that moved to allocate out of its $35 billion commodity fund. Although gold and silver only constituted 2% of that, they allocated some $700 million of gold.
Yep.
And some silver exposure.
Yep, saw that.
Did you see that? Because I think what is interesting about that is this is more starting to come to a head. And I think what we've been tracking, you and I have been tracking this for a long time. We've been drawing attention to the fact that we're steadily seeing liquidity leaching out of the paper markets into the physical markets. We see the physical markets across the globe, and ABX has been a big help in this, in be able to price aggregate a physical price that people respect. That is actually a price that people globally are willing to sell an ounce of gold or a kilo of gold or a ton of gold for. And it's not the paper price necessarily. However, there's been plenty of people not wanting to disturb this game. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, we've started to see boards starting to meet and saying, hang on a minute, we've got some big counterparty risk here. Do we really want to take this counterparty risk? And they're having this wake-up call. And we're going to see way more of this kind of decision being made right now. People like this have been in the past been chosen to hold unallocated positions, and they had no reason not to trust the legacy system. And why would you? Because you believed in it all, until you start to see accusations, but admissions of collusion. And, how deep down the rabbit hole does that go? And we all know, and we're not going to talk about that today, but we all know that, and your listeners know that. But people are wanting to remove this counterparty risk off their books. And I think, that's going to lead very nicely into Kinesis. But I think really what we're talking about here is the ability to see a real physical price being determined in the global marketplace. And, I see Kinesis actually as a trigger for a revolution in how money transacts. This is the blending of the old and the new. This is a 5,000-year-old currency meeting the new, the crypto, the ability to hit a blockchain and to have a store of value that is actually not just a store of value, which is great if you have a bar of gold, but how do you exchange that? How does it become a medium of exchange? And obviously, the blockchain provides a unit of account, and there's two out of three elements that cryptocurrencies cannot provide, which is to provide a sustainable global currency, where you can actually use a currency that is backed intrinsically by gold and silver that can be used to buy a Starbucks coffee or a Learjet. And I think what we're really leading to here is, and to answer the question more, is will this range that we've been seeing, this wash and rinse cycle that no one's wanted to disturb? I mean, why would you want to disturb something, whether you're a perpetrator or the guy sitting in the background saying, hey, I'm just going to sit and buy these discounts, and I'll continue to accumulate, but I'm not going to disturb the game. Well, if you suddenly get an influx, if we're required to buy, if we have a large order of somebody uses their Kinesis currency and decides that they're going to buy something with it, we have to simply immediately purchase the physical gold and the silver that will back that currency. Well, that involves buying gold and silver in the physical market, not a paper solution, can't be created out of thin air. And so really what we're going to see is an upsurge of real physical demand that isn't there right now, Craig. And I think that's what's so exciting to me. And I see this as the trigger for this revolution. And, essentially, and I'm going to let Tom talk much more about this, but I see the Kinesis monetary system as taking this greatest store of value, which is gold and silver, making it that efficient medium of exchange via the blockchain and cryptocurrency technology, and then stimulate money velocity and economic activity through incentivizing people through a yield system. And there is nothing out there that can compete with this. So I think it's so exciting. And, really, Craig, I mean, I think I'd love to hear Tom talk some more about this.
Well, let's go there. And then, Andy, I want to double back at the end and get your current thoughts just on the price, on this paper derivative price, because I'm pretty bullish heading into the back half of this year and next year, regardless of all these other things that are going on. So I'm going to double back to you in just a second. But I think you've put it on a tee for Tom. Again, Tom Coughlin is the CEO of Kinesis and of the Allocated Bullion Exchange. Tom, when we first talked about this back in March, you know, you'd done a lot of work and you'd gotten the white paper out and this infrastructure was being built to get it rolling. We're still, though, in the stage with the Kinesis Velocity tokens and laying the infrastructure. Can you give everybody an update on where we are in the process of making this thing live?
Yeah, certainly. Thanks a lot, Craig. Yes, things are progressing very, very rapidly for us, actually. And as you know, prior to the Kinesis project, we were 100% institutional business through ABX. And we've made that, progression into actually being a retail-facing business as well. And we're onboarding thousands of end users from around the world as far as them coming in and expressing interest or applying or subscribing to KVTs from all different parts of the world. Last time I checked, I think we were over 50 countries or something like that. And the KVT offer is still open to anyone who wants to come in. So please, if they have any interest in doing so, we'll have some links or whatever after that you can utilize after. But yeah, ultimately where we are, all the infrastructure and back-end systems for the Kinesis monetary system, it's at the mature phase of development, I would say. We've got a highly efficient blockchain, which is like a fork of a blockchain system called Stellar, and we've made tweaks to that to improve it and make it more bespoke for exactly what we're doing. We've tied it all up with like effectively the back-end physical infrastructure of AVX. We've put together this highly unique sort of two-phase market of there being a primary market, which is powered by AVX technology, which then what that does is allow individuals, anyone really, to create their own currency. And not only create their own currency, but to benefit from the use of the currency as well. In most cases, in all money that's actually out there in the system, once someone spends that money, the benefit is gone from that money, unless you're investing in a producing asset. We turn sort of money on its head in the sense that you benefit and you derive a yield if you create your own money and then you spend it. You could derive an even greater benefit if you go the extra step and actually spend it. So that form of that technology that we've developed and the systems that we've developed sort of turns money on the its head from what we know it as people and what everyone has told us money is. So, I mean, where we are is we're progressing very, very well. We've got the full funding that we require to roll out the Kinesis system. So we're well on our way to realizing our mission and to keep on steering towards our vision. I mean, just to reiterate for your audience as well, I mean, what Kinesis is doing is developing a fair and honest monetary system for the benefit of everyone. I say everyone, I mean everyone really who utilizes money. So individually and collectively. Our three pillars that we communicate to be are to be secure and efficient and rewarding. So, and we've really focused in on this. So, you know, on the security side, we obviously have like this unbreakable, unblemished track record with ABX behind us, and ABX was incorporated in 2011 and faces some of the largest organizations in the world, and we're doing, you know, obviously wholesale trade of physical metals, and there's no mucking around with regards to that. If there's not an effective and efficient settlement on metals going through the system, then ABX has that side sorted on the physical side. But then on the front end, the actual trading, peer-to-peer trading that we and transfer that we facilitate through Kinesis, we're utilizing this highly secure blockchain system that connects one party to another party anonymously, and there is guaranteed safe and secure settlement of the trade. So you don't enter a trade or you don't enter a transaction without knowing that it's definitely going to be fulfilled and you're going to receive exactly what you entered it for. So really it's an incredible system. And that sort of factors in the efficient side as well, where the blockchain that we have incorporated is something highly, highly efficient, much more efficient than, say, for example, Bitcoin, the Bitcoin system or Ethereum system. We're using a fork of what's called Stellar, and we can handle the latency of it is like up to 10,000 transactions a second, and transaction settlement times are 3 to 5 seconds. I mean, this is all getting a little bit technical. But also, and I was getting into this on the rewarding side as well, we've got this multifaceted yield system that rewards participation and highly incentivizes participation as well. So it's really, if you delve into this yield system, it's really quite incredible. And we've got four different layers of these yields. One's for actually creating the coins or the money and then using it. That's called a minter yield. And you'll receive whatever you spend, like create and spend, you receive a yield for that on that forever. Whatever you're holding in the system as well, you receive a yield on that. So, for example, if I had like gold or silver sitting in my investment portfolio now and I wanted to use a portion of that to create some Kinesis currency, you can bring that in the system and you might want to just sit there passively. You don't even want to access it for monetary purposes. Even though we sort of provide the incentive to do that In our system, you don't even really need to touch the fiat system at all. You can just use precious metals as both, I call it a reserve currency, like as a reserve currency or an passive investment asset, and you receive a yield. But you can also use it as a payment currency, so you don't even need to use or touch US dollar, euro, whatever, because our entire ecosystem, all the mechanics within it, do it all for you. So if you want, you can even just get out of a bank account ultimately, because we have the relationships through our mobile banking system, etc., whereby you can actually just do transfers around the world or domestically or use a debit card, etc., and do it all. It's we've got the entire ecosystem and infrastructure of a monetary system, which, and in a monetary system, you can really plug anything in, you know, goods and services providers, right. Anything in. So, yeah, that's where we are.
Well, and as I look at it, Tom, I two questions come to mind. Well, actually, as I think about it, there's two questions in the first question, so maybe that makes it three. So let me just ask you this, because if I were listening, here's what I'd be thinking. One, in the first question, we've seen Bitcoin and the rest of the cryptocurrencies just get the snot kicked out of them ever since the CME started Bitcoin futures trading late last year. A big surprise there. So how does that decline in interest in cryptocurrency in general impact new ventures such as this? And then you've talked about the yield component. Is that what differentiates Kinesis from some of these other gold-backed or hard asset-backed crypto that have come out?
I think there's a lot of differentiators. One, the first big one is obviously Kinesis has the entire established organization of ABX standing behind it, and all of the physical handling mechanics and security and that which has taken us a very long time at ABX to build out. And Kinesis just inherits that. It all just ports over to Kinesis. Like, oh, okay, beautiful. Everything we've done at ABX, it just ports completely over to Kinesis. All the strategic relationships that have come from there as well. Things take many, many years to build out. There's no real way to sort of fast track it. The yield component is different to anything, really. So it's different to any form of cryptocurrency, different to any form of fiat currency, different to any other asset class. But, you know, the beautiful thing about it and how we're so different is if you actually compare currencies, yeah, I see a lot of benefits over us, and I don't think we can actually, we're not even really a cryptocurrency. What we're operating is like divisible units of precious metals, and bringing them down to a size where they can be used as a currency, right, and then able to be sent. Our units of currency, digital currency, they just represent like precious metal ownership. They don't factor in, you know, oh, this sort of algorithm which, you know, it manages the supply flow of them ultimately, which is then supposed to represent the actual value behind them. No, we allow as much as possible metal to come into our system from all different sources, institutional, retail, wherever, and we just effectively facilitate the transfer of divisible units of that. So, but if you were to compare us, so this, I love to do this analogy of with our yield, and we have an active yield and a passive yield. But active yield incentivizes everyone to participate. But what the passive yield does, and this is a topic that I'd love, I don't know whether we're going to have enough time today, but really delve into it with your audience at some point. It changes the whole dynamics of the precious metals complex. And the actual, the value of the perceived value of precious metals entirely, because as soon as you attach a yield, then effectively you can be, well, you are effectively attaching additional value.
Yeah.
I mean, the value of gold, it comes from the fact that it's highly unique, rare, all different. You know, has monetary qualities beyond anything else, and it's been used as money, you know, effectively the last 5,000 or 6,000 years. all around the world. It's a fantastic store of value. It basically can't be destroyed. But then you attach a yield to it, and it starts to compete from a yielding perspective with other traditional assets, whether it be bonds, bank deposits, dividend yielding stocks, or rental property.
Exactly.
And from that, what is the true value? Well, okay, at the moment, gold has value without a yield, but now you attach a yield, what is that going to do to the value? So the innovation and technology that we've done with Kinesis might actually even change the whole pricing structure of gold entirely, because effectively, if we set up a track record of showing this yield, and I have absolute conviction that it's going to be a highly attractive yield, because it's based on a sharing of the wealth of the system, ultimately. And then whether it be in the retail market or the institutional market, and say, hey, look, this is our yield, and all you need to do is buy and hold it, then that competes for capital, and it provides that all important sort of risk to return ratio and metrics that investors and investment managers actually look at. And you could see an extreme influx of capital being allocated into this space, and that's just going to revalue the whole space.
Right.
Ultimately.
Right.
Yeah.
Creates kind of a virtuous cycle of more demand and more physical demand, and it's exactly what we want to have happen to break the system. But before I go back to Andy to wrap up, Tom, just for where we are in the process, if somebody listening does all their own due diligence and understands the risks involved and decides, okay, this is something I want to get involved in on the ground floor, how do they participate? What do they do at this point?
Well, they can just simply go to our website, which is kinesis.money. So Kinesis is spelled K-E-N-E-S-I-S, and it's .money, not .com. And they can just scroll down on our website, and you'll see on the website just basically a little application form for the KVT, so Kinesis Velocity Tokens. They can put in their application and get involved. And we've already got thousands that have already subscribed to do this, and everyone is becoming like our ambassadors. And we've got this channel like on Telegram where people are pulling together and almost acting like disciples in organizing how to go out there and spread the word of exactly what we're doing, because we actually have the opportunity to change the monetary system here, right, and the way that people view money. And it is revolutionary, and it's revolutionary in its own right, the model. But then the way that we roll this out, and if we do it effectively, we have the ability to change things around a little bit.
And Andy, do you have anything to add to what Tom had to say there before I ask you about the gold market?
Well, and you wonder why I can't sleep at night. This changes the entire, as Tom's just said, this changes the entire game. And I think, and just as we're now moving into September, which is season, what happens? Kinesis launches. And, the tremendous interest that has already been expressed from the secondary market, the wholesale market. I mean, this thing has all come together. And, as I say, the raise has gone extremely well. Things are all, I mean, we're really humming along now. And, as I say, it's one of those things. I know you want to talk about the price, and we're going to look at this synthetic market in the rearview mirror one day. But I honestly, truly believe that Kinesis is going to be a great contributor to us seeing this suddenly seeing an acceleration of this liquidity that is flowing out of the paper markets into the physical markets. And when we see very light, not just seeing corporations that we just discussed who are now deciding to remove counterparty risk and to allocate what was unallocated. We're also, when you think about it, it doesn't even require that much new physical to be bought when you existing unallocated accounts decide to unallocate and allocate that gold. I mean, you're talking about an unwind of leverage. And this is what it's always been about, this wash and rinse cycle that has been perpetuated by the ability to create unlimited amounts of paper, gold, and silver. But if you've got it, the stronger the physical market is, the more of a risk of a divergence between that paper price and the physical price will occur, which simply means that cannot exist because it will be arbitraged.
Right.
So therefore, we're going to see the paper market dragged up by its socks. And, you know, I'm looking at a chart right now. I don't know you guys want to talk about this for a second. I'm looking at it. In fact, right in front of me, I got a kilo bar silver. And when was this? It's dated basically around July 2016. What was the price? 21 bucks, thereabouts, something like that.
Yeah.
I go and look at the same date kilo bar of gold. What was it? It was 1377. Okay, so what's the difference? Silver is about to break out. Anyone can look at a daily chart right now and see what is breaking out above a trend line that looks pretty dramatic. And I see a catch-up in silver you're talking about a $4 divergence here between gold and silver in dollar terms. And I see silver breaking out here and equalizing and coming back to equalize that difference. And really, it's all been about concentration of position, the ability to create that out of nowhere. That's disappearing. And we're moving into season in September. We start to move into that to me is like the first of January, as far as we view New Year. This is, to me, New Year is the 1st of September. And we got it all happening. I'm so, so pumped.
And between now and then, again, you've dedicated your life, and I've dedicated mine over the last decade at least, to breaking these bullion banks and seeing their system be broken so that we could get a fair pricing system for physical metal to benefit everyone around the world. But while we still have to deal with the current system, you look at the chart, you see how the bond market is acting, Andy. You see currencies, you see problems in the EU banks. Are you bullish even in the run-up into September? You feel pretty good about where we're headed this summer?
Yeah, because nobody's trusting the central planners anymore.
Yeah.
We're seeing it on many levels. Well, yesterday, the baked-in rate hike. Well, gold has baked in at least a 1.5 to 2 rate hikes at current levels easily. And what happens is every time we get a rate hike, we get a sell the news rally.
Yeah.
And then what do? We see the Fed coming out and spinning those plates again, quickly trying to manage the market, stopping the dollar spiking up, worrying about bond yields, inverted bond yields. I mean, you know, so jumping, oh, God, you can't have the stock market collapse. So, you know, they're intervening in every single market. And as Chris Powell says, there are no markets. There's just interventions. That cannot happen in a physical marketplace.
Right.
If I've got gold to sell or silver to sell, I'm not going to sell it until I feel I'm getting a fair price. Right now, anyone sitting on gold and silver, I don't see any sellers. I see no sellers other than normal, everyday, producers have to sell, you have to sell. I don't see anyone offering gold and silver in size at current levels. Everyone understands that gold and silver is underpriced and why it's underpriced.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's going to be an interesting summer. I think, gentlemen, what we should do next is meet again in another 90 days or so and just get that update as this process continues to roll out. But it sure is exciting. And what it does at its most basic level, the freedom that this monetary system, and that's really what it is, can provide to people worldwide that are enslaved by this banker-created debt-based system is probably what's the most thrilling aspect of the entire creation of Kinesis. And so I want to thank you both for what you're doing. Tom, in particular, you're out there traveling the globe trying to make this happen. My friend, safe travels. What do you say we get back together in about 60, 90 days and see how things are coming together?
Certainly. Certainly. Would love to. Yeah, we're going to have some very, very interesting things to talk about over the next while, and love to discuss it with both yourself and your audience, Craig. Would love to come back as soon as possible.
And we'll double back again and maybe get more into the guts of that yield dynamic, because, again, that's always the argument against gold, right? Oh, it's a great store of value, but it doesn't pay a dividend, you know, all that kind of stuff. Well, how much is it
100%.
Change? Yeah, and how much does that 100%. Change the picture if all of a sudden your physical gold does pay a dividend? Holy cow. In 2018, with rates as low as they are, and then once the world economy rolls over and we start headed toward negative rates again, oh my gosh, makes physical metal all that more valuable. So, the timing is right. The positioning is right. What you're doing really for the benefit of mankind is right. Guys, please just keep plugging away, and let's get back together in a couple months and see where you are.
Sounds good, Craig.
Sounds great. Back.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Again, take some time, look this over, see if it's something that appeals to you and appeals to what you're trying to accomplish with your investments, and then take a look at Kinesis at kinesis.money. Again, thanks to everybody for listening. We'll keep you updated as the system gets closer to going live.